Blog Talk Radio.
And we're grateful this morning for all the God. So our attention's changed from the beginning.
We cannot hear you.
Can y'all hear me now?
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the new awakening, and the first fruits praise and prayer and praise convention line. When we approach God with the give me, thank you. It's a time to be grateful unto the Lord for all the things that he has done. Hopefully you all can hear me. We bless the Lord and give him praise and adoration for everything that he has done. My God, I'm just glad to be alive this morning. I'm glad to be able to praise the Lord and give him the glory that he so justly deserves. My God, let's go to God in prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me check again. Can y'all hear me before I go into the prayer? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we praise you, and we thank you and give you glory and honor for all that you have done. You are so wonderful, so good and so kind, and so ultra awesome. We appreciate even the fresh air. Thank you for waking us up this morning. And Lord, for starting us on our way. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody can do that but you. You're the only true and living God. Oh, God. Thank you for great health and great strength. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind so we can be able to just glory in you. Thank you for protecting your people, Lord. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for your love, for your joy, for your hope, and for your strength. Thank you because you alone have brought us this far. You made a way out of no way, and we're grateful to you. Thank you for this prayer line. God, you've allowed us to be on it a while now, and we would be remiss if we didn't thank you and recognize what you've done for us. Thank you so much. There are so many people who are hurting across this world. Their hearts are hurting. Their minds are hurting. Just hurting, God, hurting. I'm asking you if you would touch them and help them. Bring them out of this situation. So many people are down and the hurting, they need for you to pick them up in the name of Jesus. So many people have their back against the wall. Oh, God, we need your help. We really do. Look on these precious people this morning. God, enough just to give you glory and give you praise. Some perhaps are on their way to work, and they truly need your help. Because even on the job, the enemy is trying to attack them. Jealous, trying to keep them down. Doesn't want them to get that promotion or to be ahead of them. Oh, God, help them, Lord. Help. Some are sick. Affliction, devil has tried to attack them. So, doesn't want them to do a job for Jesus. But he's trying to make them sick and afflicted to keep them from doing a great job for the Lord. But God, turn it around in the name of Jesus. Heal their body in Jesus' name. Oh God, thank you. Yeah, you're so wonderful, so amazing, so astounding, so awesome, so ultra phenomenal. God, we love you. And we praise you and kind of the privilege to be able to thank you. God bless people all over the world. Bless them on this prayer line. Those who are able to give you a praise report, able to make a prayer request. Bless them, Lord. Help them. In Jesus' name. Bless those who are less fortunate than we are. Those who have gone the last mile of the way, seemingly. They need help. Bless them, Lord. Help them. Bless those sons, daughters of these precious people. Save all of them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring them in. Bring them closer. Much closer to you. Those who have ministries, Lord, help them to receive their ministry and to confess that you've called them. Many are called, but few are chosen. Thank you for the ones that you choose. In Jesus' name. I'm blessed today. Bless. And we'll give you the glory and the honor shall be thine. And we ask these and other things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do ask it for the glory of God. And because of the word, it is done. And cannot be any other way because of the word of God. Stand behind it. Thank you again and again. Thank God and again and again. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, my God. I want to just speak to everybody who's on this line, and those who are awake, good morning to you all. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all sound good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all sound mighty good. Let's speak to the Lord. Everybody wake up. Speak to them. Speak to the Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I believe he's waiting. He was waiting to hear your good morning, and he's waiting to hear your praise unto him. Who knows what he might do? Because our teach this, that whenever the Lord is in the room, everything. Everything is subject to him. I don't care what you're going through. It must obey him. It's subject to him. And why don't you praise him? I know kind of what he might do for you today, this day. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I believe that. And because I believe it, I'm going to praise him this morning. I want to get a praise check in just a moment to remind you that a praise check is not to see if you have a praise. Because everybody on this line worldwide on how to praise, because God has been good to all of you. But a praise check is to check and see what level your praise is on. Yeah, I can tell those folks who really praise and praise the Lord and whatever, the Lord has been mighty good to them. They might have been through a storm and he brought them out. But those folks who don't have much to say, who can lay there and not say nothing, honey, just well, I can tell they don't remember what he did for them even this year, because some of them were sick and the doctor had almost given them up. And yet God kept them and restored them. They ought to have a high praise, glory, really high praise, glory, hallelujah. But whatever your level is, I'm going to ask you to give it to the Lord. He'll recognize it. Amen. And I want you to give him glory and give him praise. When I say praise check, come on with it. Amen. Come on, let's do it right now. Praise check, everyone. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good night.
Thank you, Lord.
Of many of you that have already planned to make this trip to Kansas City. I promise you, we're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful time. You want to fly into the MCI Airport. That's located in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's not far from the hotel at all. Usually, and just a little hint for those of you that have not purchased your plane tickets yet, check online on Tuesdays. The fares usually drop down on Tuesdays. You can go to the Cheapo Air website and get them at a very reasonable price. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to all of you in Kansas City, June 9th through the 12th. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the wonderful job. God bless you. All right, let's go to our Ambassador Hagan. Are you there? Give us a station identification and then we move to our praise report. Get your praise report ready. Man, Ambassador Hagan, are you there?
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless. Good morning to you, Chief. And to each and everyone that's on the line, we do honor the presence of the Lord. We do honor, amen, our Chief of the National Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, amen, Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson, First Lady of this ministry, amen. We do honor, amen, the memory of Mother Hadley Johnson, our first and only mother to the nations. We thank God and honor all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Do honor, amen, our beloved husband, amen, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan. And to each and every one that's on the line today, we do give God all the glory and all the praise. Yes, and we're excited about what the Lord is doing. We're here live in the studio, NPA, NPARadio.com. We can be reached. Send by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Oh, to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, U.S. Virgin Isles, Canada, Afghanistan, Malaysia, Vietnam, Japan, Italy, China, you name it, literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? Oh, wow. And we want to thank God, our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And right before I turn back to you, Chief, we want to thank you for obeying the voice of the Lord and coming to Georgia, and thank God for an incredible, spectacular, terrific, wonderful, unforgettable, and not a remembrance event. May God be able to bless you. Hallelujah. As we embrace upon a brand new level. God bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do. Back to you.
My God. Thank you so much, Dr. Hagan. And this is a wonderful day just to share of the goodness of Jesus. I tell you, we had such a phenomenal, tremendous time there in Hagan, Georgia. I tell you, you all rolled up the red carpet for us. And I tell you, not only the red carpet, but the brown carpet and the yellow carpet and the blue carpet and the whole carpet. Oh, my God, it was so great, I'm telling you. I appreciate Bishop Hagan. I appreciate you, Dr. Hagan. It was just so rich, so wonderful. Thank God. Made me feel like a king down there in Hagan, Georgia. God bless you. And the Lord moved, so I never forget it when I stepped into the pulpit and they called my name, and the people responded even as we got up to minister. I wasn't aware at the time that I was, they were looking for me to preach. And I said to the Lord, I prayed, I said, Lord, what do I say? I don't know what to say here. I don't know anything. And I need for you to help me. Tell me what to tell the people. And God gave me a word in the script section. Gives those people. And I gave it to them. And all of a sudden, when I gave them the word, the people started shouting everywhere. Just when I gave them the title of that message, that ministry on that night, they started shouting. Young people were all up front, just shouting everywhere. And then many of them started running around the house. And, my God, it was so that anointing hit that house like a boat or something. And after a while, the Lord said, come on down out of the pulpit. I came down and began to lay hands. And the Holy Ghost Not me. The Holy Ghost was going to knock people out everywhere. The whole floor was full, double people, on top of people. That's the Holy Ghost knocking people out and slaying people. It was incredible. See, when you just let the Holy Ghost have it, he can do exceeding abundantly above all you ask and think. My God, the Holy Ghost began to move. And after that round of the Holy Ghost moving, so I didn't get a chance to blow one full song, not one complete song. And I was planning on doing maybe five or six, but the Holy Ghost took it. And I never got it back. I tell you, I just I came down, and after he touched people's soul, then I sat down, and I was going to try to blow a song. And the Holy Ghost reminded me about how he had taken my music after several years now, and he said to me, he said, Bernard, that the little notes will no longer be notes. I said, what would they be, Lord? He said, I'm changing your notes from notes, and now they are healing tones. Healing tones. And I know you'll forget when I was in Connecticut blowing healing tones. And the song, Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. The Holy Ghost hit the place, and a woman starts screaming to the top of her lungs. I mean, kept on screaming. And when I got through with that song, I had blown it from the top of my lungs and from my heart. Oh, my God. And she asked if I would come over, and they asked me if I'd go over, and I said, yes. I went over to her, and she was screaming. She said, I have been blind for 7 years. But while you were blowing that horn, my eyes popped open and now I can see. And she just had no healing tone, so God used them that way. And I told the people about it, and I said, don't come now. But when I know that the Lord is moving and the anointing is moving, I want you to come. Wasn't trying to blow any music to impress anybody, any notes to impress anybody. I was just trying to blow a healing tone, one note, maybe two, three at the most. And when I felt the anointing, I beckoned for the people to come. And they came, and those healing tones went forth, and God used those healing tones. Again, people were slain everywhere, all over the floor, again. My God. And then when I prayed those healing tones and prayed for the people, I was a weak person. You have to understand that whenever we lay hands on people with the virtue, and the Holy Ghost goes out. The anointing goes out. And I was so weak. Until I said to the people, there was a great line of people left standing, waiting to pray for. And I said to them, and I don't have the strength to pray for all of you. Love you. Thank God for you. But I tell you what, I want you to look up. Those who look up and walk up here, and if I blow this healing tone and put your hand in the bell of this horn, I'm nothing, I know that. And this horn is nothing except the anointing. We are anointed. And if you put your hand in the bell of the horn, I believe God will solve your problem. Healing is not only physical, but you might have a problem in your home, in your mind, or whatever. You might have a problem in your relationship. God can touch and heal. And I asked them to come up and put their hand in the bell of the horn where the anointing was going out. And they came up and put their hand in the bell, and whoever did that, and the healing fell on them again. It was such a night. Oh, my God. He was crying. But as they put their hand in the bell of the horn, the anointing came out of the horn and fell on the people. What a night. I want to tell you, they were healed. We had a young man after it was over, my brother. They had a reception for us after it was over. And I was sitting there eating, and the Lord had me to pray for another young man. Young man got saved right there in the reception. Amen. And then I prayed for someone else. Young man or whoever that was got rededicated that night. It was that kind of night. Even after service was over, the Holy Ghost was still moving in the place. Oh, my God. people were still praising God. And within the office, they were trying to have a final moments with the Lord there after that story. And I heard people in, still in the sanctuary, praising God, still in the sanctuary, shouting. It was something. Amen. I want to thank you all for hosting me there in Georgia. Oh, good morning in the Holy Ghost. In such a special way. It kind of reminded me of when I was at the Women's Convention and I blew my horn and people were shouting and praising God, all glory be to the Lord. And they were running and everything. And I didn't know what to do. I asked the Lord, Lord, what do I do now? He said, take your seat. And when I took my seat, the Holy Ghost gave a double dose of the Holy Ghost, double joke. I tell you, and people began to run up on the stairs. They were getting saved everywhere. And the anointing was moving, and people were shouting everywhere, giving God the glory. I've never seen a Hollywood move like that. Very rare. There in Hagen, Georgia, and also at the Women's Committee. Oh, my God. Very rare. Oh, God. Something. Come on, Ambassador, and let him get. Take the praise reports. I can talk about that in a while. But I want you to get the praise reports. And so you get about eight, maybe six or eight praise reports. The line is open to you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To our chief ambassador, Ambassador Johnson. Amen. To Dr. Betty. Amen. Dr. Hagen. All the doctors and Dr. Ambassador, Ambassador Lakes. God is so very good. Hallelujah. And I just want to give my report, my praise report before I go further. I'm telling you, I thank God for our chief men in Georgia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We had, as young people say, it was off the change. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I praise the Lord for being on this line because Dr. Hagen, the one, brought me to the line. I'll never forget. She talked about it at church. She talked about it when she and I was together at prayer, and I didn't let it fall down. So I'm giving God praises, and I just want you to know on Friday night, hallelujah, I heard he was in Dr. Hagen's office. I went back there to introduce myself because he and I had talked on the line the week before, and he didn't remember me. I said, I'm going to make sure. So I went back there and introduced myself to him, told him who I was. Then after the first thing I said to him after I introduced myself was I asked him about Dr. Betty. Amen, because they are one. Hallelujah. But I tell you, we just had such a time. The prophet from Savannah was there. We had Pastor Wright and Prophetess Latasha from Augusta. We had people from Atlanta and the surrounding areas. God, oh, my God, we had a time. This is, we'll never, ever, ever forget the time that we had in Hagen on Friday night. It was something we'll never, ever forget. So I'm asking those of you to have a prayer request to come and give your prayer request at this time.
Don't get those praise reports first, and that's beautiful.
Yes,
God bless you. Did you bring several people with you? I know you and Apostle Adam brought several people with you.
Yes,
also,
sir.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I need to say praise report, not prayer request. But yes, sir, we bought some. We bought some. Yes, we did. Hallelujah.
Were your people, the people you brought with you, were they blessed that night?
Oh, they were so blessed. And then even on Sunday, on yesterday, someone was telling me they thought it was going to be this Friday night. They want to come this Friday. And no, he's going back to camp.
That's right. God knows in such a precious way.
Amen. And, hallelujah.
Now, you're from, is it Augusta or where? Or are you from that right close there? Where are you from?
I'm about 5 or 6 minutes from Hagen. Hagen and Clayton right there together. And yes, we right there together. And Augusta, Apostle Wright and them, they're about maybe an hour and a half, depending on the driver, 2 hours from where we live at.
That,
yes.
That, That prophet Wright, he went on to the Lord to choose him. All right, the line is open to you from the press report then.
Good morning.
I thank God for another day. I thank you for working with me. I thank God for what he has done for me, what he brought me from. I thank him for what he's doing for now, what he's going to touch me to. I just thank God for his goodness that he's taking because he's so good. I thank God that I had a glorious weekend this week, and I thank you for it. God is good, and I thank you for everyone on the line. God bless everyone on the line.
Amen, amen. Thank God for that praise report. Amen. Anyone else have a praise report this morning?
Good morning.
Thank you, Brother Wilson, West Tennessee. I thank God this morning for being able to be alive, and I thank him for keeping me safe. I thank him for the prayer line. I just want to say that I thank God for how he let you things on the prayer line. Pray for me the other night. And my leg was hurting me so bad until I was crying. And I tell you, my leg hadn't hurt me like that since, but it started coming back, and I just told that pain, you can't come back in my leg no more. You can't come back in here. And it went on way. And I thank God I haven't had it since. Just keep praying for me.
Beautiful.
Amen. Thank God. Amen, Mother Wilson. Amen. What a praise report. Glory to God. God is a healer. Amen.
Yes,
another prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the service on yesterday. I got a blessing out of it yesterday at church. I thank the Lord that I was here. I was able to help my auntie. She didn't feel well at all when we came from church, and I was. She had got another shunt in her. She take dialysis in her. They had to do surgery on her arm. And I thank the Lord that I was able to help her on yesterday. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers, me and my children. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lucia. Amen. God bless you and your children. Amen. Thank God for that praise report. Amen. Do we have another praise report?
Yes, this is. Go ahead.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I just want to bless everybody on the prayer line. Y'all give me so much encouragement every morning, and I love y'all all. And I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line and thank my family and my friends. And God bless y'all all. I love y'all all.
Amen. We love you too. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Next person, go ahead. I think it was Dr. Pfeiffer. Go ahead. Praise report.
No, this is Sister Cobb in Texas.
Yes.
And God is so ultra awesome. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to try and get it out. I thank the Lord for Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty and everybody on the prayer line. And as y'all know, y'all have been praying for my son. Oh, my God, it was so awesome at church yesterday. We had over 10 or 12 children, you know, young people to join church. Well, I have a praise report. My son got married to this angel that the Lord sent him. And y'all know I've been praying for him to turn his life around and get back to Christ. Yesterday they went to church with me and they joined church. Not only did they just join, they turned their life over to Christ, and I want y'all to ask for prayer So anybody that have sons out there that are not in our work, put it in their room. I put it in their voice. Oh, God, it's so good. Don't give up on your children.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have two more.
Two more. Another praise report.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas City, Kansas, 913. And could you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sheila.
Yes, ma'am. I have a praise report. Last Wednesday here in Kansas, five women. First of all, I have a prayer partner, and we're going to get together and pray last Wednesday over at Second Baptist. And another lady, she wanted to get together and pray with us. And I was getting anxious because I love to pray, and we're supposed to pray at 10. Then 12 o'clock a.m. came, and we still hadn't prayed. And I was just sitting in my window just anxious waiting for that other lady. I live right across the street from the church. And I was just looking out the window. Pull up. She didn't pull up yet, and I got to get anxious. I got to get anxious because I hadn't got the prayer in that day with the women, and I really did want to pray. But the lady did pull up at the church about 1 p.m., and I was still sitting in my kitchen window looking out. So I began to walk to the front door, still anxious, want to run over there to the church. But what God was doing something special for me. While I was so anxious, God was lining up for my sister to come walking up the street. And I asked her, LaRonda, would you like to go to the church? She hasn't given her life to God yet. She said, but yes, I will like to go to the church and pray with you. Okay, on the way walking to the church, my oldest daughter pulled up. She's 28 years old. And I said, Taylor, we all on our way to the church to go pray. Would you like to go pray with us? And she kind of hesitated. And from that point, to tell the God's honest truth, I got kind of upset in my spirit. Not kind of upset. I got upset because my daughter did not want to go across the street with us four ladies to pray. So when she did give a ride down to the church. We got out the car, and I told my daughter, I said, Taylor, it's okay that mommy prays for you, but God wants to hear from you. Personally, you know, without mommy, God wants you to talk to him and tell him about your marriage, tell him about your life. He wants you to tell him what you want done in your life. He needs to hear from you. So I got out the car, and I slammed the door. I slammed the door because I was upset because I know my baby needed to go pray. But long story short, us four women walked into the church, and my daughter turned around to get on the 18th Street Expressway. She was speeding off. She was upset at me, and I was upset at her. But on the way into the office to go pray, I said, I'm going to cut my phone off so we won't be disturbed while us four women are praying. But God would not let me cut my phone off. He would not just let me cut that phone off because walking in that office, I said, Lord, I repent. Lord, I repent for getting angry because Taylor didn't want to go pray. And I know I can't pray to you like this because I need nothing to hinder our prayers. But God is so good. I picked the phone up again to go ahead and turn the phone off after I had repented to God about getting upset with my daughter. When I looked at my phone, someone had texted me, and I looked at it, and it was my 28-year-old daughter saying, Mama, Mama, the church door is locked. And I called her. I said, where are you at? I couldn't believe she was outside that church. She said, Mama, I'm outside. I'm outside. I want to come in and pray. I want to come and pray. And I immediately jumped up. I said, Mama Zander, Mama Zander, my daughter Taylor, she wants to pray for us. Can I please go and lock the church doors and let her in? And as soon as I opened the doors, my daughter just started kissing me all in my mouth. She just started kissing me. Mama, I'm sorry. Mama, I'm so sorry. Mama, I'm sorry. I said, Mama, sorry, too. I just got mad because you didn't want to come and pray with us. But God would not let my daughter get on that expressway in an accident or something could have happened and things weren't in order. So I just bless his holy name that he turned My daughter called around, and she was obedient to come there and pray. And when she got there to pray, she was the main one. She was the loudest one, praying and just crying out. So I thank God how he moved on our behalf the other day. I was anxious because I couldn't get there, but what God was showing me, I have three other women that's going to join you today. You don't know about it, but I know about it. So I just thank him for having a ram in a bush, and thank him for just taking care of me all the way around. I just bless his name today. Thank you.
Beautiful.
What a praise report. Amen, amen. We have time for one more. One more praise report.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Digby in area code 708, giving honor to God, Dr. Johnson, to the leader of the testimony service, to everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. He keeps me by the day with the mind to only follow him. I thank the Lord for the beautiful weekend that we had. And on Saturday, my pastor's only son got married in Joliet, Illinois, and it was just a beautiful wedding. I just thank and praise the Lord for such a beautiful day and for such a beautiful wedding for this young man. Thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord for such a beautiful day and for such a beautiful occasion. And I thank and praise the Lord in every one of you.
Amen, amen, amen. And I think that's about all the time we have a praise report before I turn it back to Chief. But I want to say one thing to Chief before I turn it back to him. You know, again, we thank God for him being in Georgia. And, yes, we are known for the Peach State, but we are known for the fruitcake capital of the whole world. I sent Chief one and some more people, so we are known here in Georgia. So we thank God again for you, Chief, being in Georgia, and I'm turning back to you.
God bless you so much, Ambassador Lincoln. My God. I wonder if Apostle Adams on the line is still on the line. She came down and met her. My God, and as Prophet Wright on the line, I met him. It was such a privilege to meet these precious people. I tell you, they didn't look like you would think. Amen. I tell you, the Lord has blessed all of them, and we were so quickly. We're on the line, and so on. Give your praise report. Anybody? Maybe we get up the mark. They're not here today. All right. All right.
Yes.
Can I get? Go ahead, then. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Ambassador Meg Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for all the saints of the Lord. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I just praise God. Chief Ambassador, on Friday, my prayer request was that I said, I need a miracle. Pray for me and pray for my mother. I needed some strength, and my mom needed healing. And I want you to know that God moved on our behalf on that Saturday morning. I went there, and she told me, she said, I'm just so weak, I can't hardly move to get coffee or anything. I said, just sit right down, I'm on my way. So I went, and she doesn't stay far from me, just right down the street. So I went there, and as I was preparing what she needed and everything, we began to pray, and I was anointing her legs and everything all and praying for her, and I want you, a spirit of prayer fell in the room, and I said, Mama, you know how we hear about Job in the Word of God, that how the Lord moved on and healed him as he was praying for his friends. God touched and healed him. So that's how we began to pray, and I said, I don't know, it seems like that we are to pray for our family. You know, we were brought up praying. My mother's a prayer warrior. So, I mean, this is just something that we're familiar with. And I said, sometimes prayer lays dominant, but we need to get this stirred up again. And I said, I thought I heard the Lord say, praying for the family. And as I began to dial and add on my sister and add on my brother on the line and then add on my daughter on the line, and we just prayed for one another, I looked up. Neither one of them ever said, now they live out of town. My brother and sister live out of town. Neither one said that they were on their way. But they walked in my mom's house. And I tell you, we had a time. God touched and he delivered and he healed. My mom was feeling so much better. She just looked like she just got a burst of energy, and the Lord strengthened her. And I thank God that I know it stems also from the prayer that I requested. And Dr. Chief Ambassador Johnson, you led in prayer that Friday morning. And I just want to thank the saints that joined in.